call the September meeting of the Accommodations Tax Committee to order and acknowledge the press and the public have been duly noted in accordance with Freedom of Information Act. First of all, we want to go ahead into the approval of the previous minutes from last, well, I guess it'd be 4 months ago. Do we have a motion?
I moved to accept.
Okay.
I second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Very good. On to citizens' comments. Do we have anybody at this point? Okay. Financial statements. I know Debbie has a great presentation. So we'll turn it over to Debbie Suggs.
All right, so we've got lots of paper today. I wanted to give you a final look at FY19. So that's the thicker packet that says unaudited at the top. So of course the city has a fiscal year end of June 30. So we just finished FY19. It has not been audited yet, but these are the year-to-date results for last fiscal year. And then the other packet is the 2 months we've got so far in FY20. But I'm just going to hit the highlights of FY19 so y'all can kind of remember what ATAX money was used for. I'm flipping over two pages to expenses. Public restroom operations, you know, one of the major categories of expense covered by state ATAX funds is all Front Beach related types of expenses. So operations of the public restrooms, including the attendant, that was $81,000. The trash pickup on the beach for the whole island down to Wild Dunes, and then on the street side. So the barrels that are on the end of the beach accesses, these are serviced with this $75,000 contract. We also bought 5 new parking kiosks. Those are replacements for equipment that was failing or had met its useful life. ...75% of the debt associated with purchasing the Isle of Palms Marina. This was the final debt payment on that bond. So the marina now is free and clear. There is no debt remaining on the Isle of Palms Marina. And state ATAX money paid a significant portion of that debt service over the life of the debt. The amount paid to the CVB, that's $599,000 for the year. And again, that's per state law. The fireworks show is paid for with state ATAX, as y'all know. 50% of the expense to repair the tennis court, at the rec center was funded with ATAX money, state ATAX money. The Easter egg hunt, the music event at the rec center. State ATAX money is also used and has been for a long time to fund one police officer. So that's salary and fringe for one police officer. Body armor for the police department. Budgeted for FY19 were some patrol vehicles that we actually did not purchase in FY19, but you'll see those again in FY20. 25% of the cost to replace police radios. Again, that was equipment that had met at the end of its useful life, so we replaced all the walkie-talkies and the in-car radios in the police department, and 25% of that cost came from here. Costs associated with repairs to the public safety building, there was a little bit in FY19, you'll see that again in FY20. A portion of the cost to repaint Fire Station 2. And state ATAX was used to fund 4 of 34 fire positions. So one police officer, four firefighters, and in FY20 that number goes down to two firefighters. And again, a lot of the residences that police and fire people service are rental homes. So that is the justification for using ATAX money to cover those salaries. Say ATAX money was also used to fund portions of a new garbage packer and a new garbage flatbed truck. And 25% of the cost to remove and replace the underground fuel storage tanks that are located at the Public Works Department. So that is the fuel that all the city vehicles use. The final page of this packet gives a little short list of the sponsorships that this committee approved, and which were ratified by City Council. The sponsor of the 2018 and 2019 Turtle Trek 5K Beach Run, that's with the South Carolina Aquarium, the Junior Tennis Tournament, and the South Carolina Coast Surf Club. So, we usually include in the budget a $50,000 kind of placeholder for opportunities such as this that would come before the committee during a year. So of the $50,000, you can see what, you know, $26,000 was utilized.
Okay.
All right.
Any questions or...
I have a question about the CVB. Why do we give them $600,000? I know we can only give certain things for ATAX money, but do we really need to give them all that money to promote us when we really don't need more promotion?
Well, so take a look at this, and this will kind of focus the discussion. So this is the small sheet, and it gives a history of the annual amount that the city receives from the state, from the total state ATAX payment the city receives. State law requires that the city use 30% of that money that we receive from the state and use it for tourism promotion, and it has to be an entity that is organized for tourism promotion. So the city, like Folly Beach, for instance, they have their own tourism promotion group.
Okay. Similar to ATAX, they created a board that oversees those expenses, but the 30% still needs to be used for tourism promotion activities.
They just do it in-house as opposed to CVB.
Correct.
Correct.
I have, City Council has discussed, you know, during the budgeting process, there is some discussion about revisiting that, whether or not it would better serve the city to take that process in-house and what those expenses, you know, what that would look like. But, you know, I try to remind folks that even if the city took that on, that 30% has to be used for tourism promotion. But the city would have more flexibility about when to promote, what to promote, and where we could promote. So there may be some appetite around, you know, in City Council to revisit that. Just as an FYI, I mean, I think that a lot of people have the same question.
Yeah, a lot of people have the question.
I mean, we spend a ton of money to advertise the island when Condé Nast and everybody else does it for free. Like she said, I think the money could be better spent maintaining the beach, because without the beach, we've got nothing for these people to come to. That needs to be important on the list besides advertising the island. I don't know about you, but every week I'm down here to the beach, it's packed. I mean, if the sun's out, people are here. We don't need to advertise the island anymore. We just need to protect the island and the infrastructure that maintains it. That's my big concern.
Okay.
But our hands are tied with that 30% money, unless state law has changed.
But like I said earlier, I think there's some talk now about revisiting that and trying to maybe reallocate some of those funds. And whoever that politician is who wants to do that, I'm going to get behind him. I don't care what strike they've got. You know, that's my big push for this.
The city would have to advocate to the General Assembly to either reduce that 30% number and provide the cities and municipalities a chunk of that 30%, or provide more flexibility about what that 30% could be used. But currently, you know, it's written state law, and we have to use that 30% to provide.
I think there's an opportunity, too, to talk to the CVB and to kind of promote what we would like with them and see if they'll promote that for us. And I know Perrin is receptive to those comments and questions. So maybe we'll get him at the next meeting.
Yeah, I think last year there was some advocacy in trying to push what we were calling the secret season.
Right.
Pushing more advertising towards spring and the fall, which are wonderful. You know, it's a wonderful time of year to visit the island, and it's not as crowded as in the summer. And I know that the city had some conversations with them about pushing that rather than focusing on the summer. And I do recall they did some targeted advertising towards that end.
Okay. Any more questions or comments? Debbie?
Okay, so we can go through the FY20 year to date, which so that's just 2 months, right? July and August. The cash balance, let's spend a minute on the balance sheet here. So $1.7 million in cash in the state aid tax fund, a very small payable. So the fund balance as of 8/31 is $1,764,000. Next page.
We have to spend this. How does that rule go again? We have to spend this every other year.
So the state aid tax revenues, according to the procedures in that section of the code, require that money be spent within 2 years.
2 years, yeah.
So as long as we are spending every year, you know, we're not in danger of running afoul of that rule.
Thank you.
Next page is the revenues. We have not received any revenues yet related to FY20. So the September quarter is not complete yet. So we'll be getting those later in the year. We do have some interest income. And one thing we're really trying to do is to keep the lion's share of the cash in an investment account at the local government investment pool. They're paying about 2%, a little bit more. So, and we basically get no interest income at the local level. So, the city has a pooled arrangement, so all the city's funds are pooled together at the cash level to maximize our ability to be able to get funds into a higher interest-bearing account. So we do try to watch that. Okay, so we have expenses as of the end of August. Operation costs associated with the public restroom and the trash removal. The city's website is another thing that an expense that is funded with state aid tax monies. Since we haven't received any revenue, we have not paid any to the CVB. We've had some costs, the back end of the costs associated with the July fireworks show. And then there are a lot of blanks here. But this also would indicate to you all what has been budgeted for FY20. So most of these things are repeats from prior years, like the Easter egg hunt, the music event. There is a public ad campaign related to litter control in the plastics ban. There's a $10,000 budget for that, but no year-to-date spending. At the bottom of this page, you can see the police patrol vehicles rebudgeted. Replacing the front beach surveillance system. And some significant dollars associated with repairs to the public safety building. I know y'all are all aware that that's going to be a big expense in FY20 for the city. There's $500,000 for police and $500,000 for fire from state aid tax towards that effort. And that total is 25, the 1 million is approximately 25% of the net expense to the city. The city's going to purchase a new 75-foot ladder. It's being constructed now. And that will be financed over approximately 10 years. And the debt service on that truck will be paid with the state aid tax. That was included in the budget that y'all approved a few months ago. And then refurbishment of the 95-foot ladder, 25% of that expense is budgeted in the state aid tax fund. And then on the last page, as I mentioned earlier, 2 of 34 fire personnel will be funded with state aid tax. That's down from 4 in the prior year. There was an effort during the budget process to reduce the amount of transfers from the accommodations and hospitality tax funds into the general fund.
To cover operational expenses and personnel expenses. I guess there was a concern that the city was becoming a little too dependent on these tourism funds that can be somewhat volatile. So we reduced that by around 30%, mm-hmm. the amount of transfers into the general fund to cover some of these ongoing operational expenses.
But we are also
funding
other more one-time large expensive projects out of ATAC.
So there's no real formula on that it's just a feel that you've worked towards.
Right.
Any questions?
One more sheet of big paper. So this was almost an afterthought, but I thought it gives a good perspective. So this is historical. You can see there's actual FY14 through FY18. Those are audited numbers. This includes a forecast for FY19, which is actually, we ended up the year better than this forecast in the state aid tax fund. The FY20 budget that was ratified by City Council, and then a forecast for the next 4 years. So this is just 2 pages out of, or 4 pages out of a huge budget document. So the whole city's budget was done on this format this year to provide the historical and the forecast perspective. One good thing, other than, you know, the notes associated so that you know what the budget is all about for FY20. If you go to the last page, the bottom line, the ending fund balance, this is kind of the nitty gritty to what all the revenues and expenses net out to is how does the ending fund balance change over time. So we ended FY18 audited numbers of $1.8 million. And then the forecast here is 1.5 for FY19, but we've actually, and you can see that on this unaudited schedule, we're actually going to, again, be at about $1.8 million at the end of FY19. But FY20, you can see that the fund balance goes down because we are that $1 million associated with the public safety building plus some of those other projects really sort of reduce the effect of those big expenses as a reduction in the fund balance. But then you can see over the forecast period, it builds back up.
Mm-hmm. That's real helpful to see that. Mm-hmm.
And so if you're looking at these numbers in the for the budget and the forecast period, just remember you need to add about $250,000 to that, because the actual FY19 is about 250 better than what this forecast shows.
Okay. Any questions or comments? Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. We'll move on. Next is old business. Do we have any old business? Okay. New business, sponsorship request from Pure Theater in the amount of $8,000.
We have Sharon with Pure Theater, who is going to make a presentation as part of the request for a sponsorship through ATAX.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for having me. Where should I stand?
You could
behind the
yes.
podium.
That way the microphone will pick up your voice for the recording.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for having me. I'm Sharon Gracie. I'm the co-founding artistic director of Pure Theater. Pure is a professional theater company. We're entering our 17th season. If you know anything about Pure, one thing that you know is that we have grown steadily over our 16 complete seasons. Most of it has been word of mouth. One person has found Pure, the next person has found Pure, the next person has found Pure. Part of the ethos of our company is pushing an agenda that allows Pure to be recognizable to all citizens in our community, not just what we might define as a traditional theater-going public. So the work that we've presented over the past 17 seasons has reflected that, so that when someone is asked, who's your theater company in Charleston, we're working toward everyone saying our theater company is Pure. Osceola's Muse is an interactive theater piece that we are joining forces with Carol Antman, Jonathan Green, Keepers of the Word, as well as various other visual artists, Chris Manning, for example, to present four performances of an interactive piece detailing the relationship between Osceola and his wife, Morning Dew, from their the beginning of their relationship through her capture and escape onto his death on Sullivan's Island. So what I presented for you here today is requests for funding to support that work. Pure anticipates or annually enjoys about 20% of our visitors to our theater are from out of Charleston, out of the 294 zip code, which is how we I'm assuming that would be how you measure accommodations tax. That's how we measure accommodations tax, is who lives outside of a 294 zip code. The majority of our marketing is done through social media, picketing and bracketing our messages to specific populations that could benefit them. For Osceola's Muse, there are two main areas that we will promote outside of Charleston. One is North Carolina. North Carolina has the highest percentage of Native American Indians living in the state of North Carolina east of the Mississippi River. South Carolina has 9 state recognized indigenous tribes, 1 federally recognized tribe, and 5 communities that are not interested in political recognition for their work. So all of those individuals will also be targeted for Osceola's Muse. Again, it's 4 performances in the fall, which I'm really excited about. It is October 11th, 12th, 18th, and 19th at Battery Gadsden on Sullivan's Island. And I'm happy to answer any questions, if I can. And I make no promises.
Do we have any questions, comments? Okay. October this year, right?
Yes, sir.
It's quick.
Yes. Do you see me sweating?
just
call me at 3 a.m. I guarantee you I'm up.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're so welcome.
As we vote here, it has to go through City Council, again, Ways and Means, which...
Ways and Means meets tonight, but we can ask the chair of the meeting to include this, any approvals, any recommendations from ATAX at the City Council agenda next Tuesday.
Okay, so it would be doable.
It could, yes.
Could be, okay. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We have a motion to approve, or do we have any questions or comments?
A motion to approve.
Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Very good. So Desiree, you'll work with Desiree a little bit, and she'll be in touch with you?
We'll include the ATAX application and the recommendation from ATAX in the city council agenda for next Tuesday for city council consideration.
Thank you. All right, next we have Lovello, a request for sponsorship in the amount of $10,000.
And we have with us Shannon Rice with Lovello. She's the manager for recruitment and volunteers, and she will present the request to the committee.
All right, thank you, Shannon.
Good morning. Thank you for having me today. So Lovello is actually a first year. It's our inaugural year. It's on November 2nd, and we are riding through Isle of Palms. To give you a little bit of background, this is a fundraiser for Hollings Cancer Center at MUSC. 100% of the rider-raised dollars is going directly to cancer research. So all of the operating costs are being funded by sponsorships, and we're hoping for $1 million raised for research this year. This is modeled after several other projects across the country. PanMass is the largest one and the original one to date. Its history now is raising $50 million a year for cancer research. Probably the next one in size that we'll be close to is Pelotonia, which is in Ohio. They started 9 years ago with 2,200 riders and raised $4.5 million in year one. We have a much smaller goal. Our goal is 1,000 riders and $1 million in year one, but we hope to grow that. The route starts at Riverfront Park in North Charleston. The 50 and the 100-mile riders will come through over the bridge, which has been closed to pedestrian and cyclists that day until we can cross over it safely. They'll come through Mount Pleasant, Sullivan's Island, Isle of Palms, back through Mount Pleasant, and through Francis Marion Forest. They end at Shipyard Park in Mount Pleasant off of Highway 41. So we anticipate 300 to 500 cyclists coming through this area that morning. Since this is the beginning of the route, it will be, hopefully by the time we get through, I'm thinking all of those cyclists will probably be through here by 10 a.m. Some are expert riders who will blow everyone else away. Some are people who just really have a passion for raising money for cancer research and are doing it to see if they can do it. On the route, just to give you an idea, we have several rest stops. The closest one to Isle of Palms is Sullivan's Island, the Sunrise Presbyterian Church. I am actually presenting to the fire department tonight, and they are looking at getting here. I'm sorry, the Isle of Palms Fire Department tonight. They're looking to get involved either from a rider perspective or a volunteer perspective, possibly handing water to people as they ride through Isle of Palms is one of the things they've discussed. We have rest stops along the entire route. We have MUSC Medical will be providing the emergency care for any incidents that we may need. We have cycle shops who are going to be out there to make sure cyclists have safe bicycles and can make repairs on the spot. We'll have motorcycles who will be making sure the riders, they can get to the riders quicker than actual vehicles can, to make sure if there are any incidents on the route, we can get them radioed in immediately. We have SAC vehicles for people who want to put their bike in the back and their tush in the front and get to wherever they want to go. So it's a very well-supported ride. Your community has actually been working with Medalist, Chris Reed, and it has been approved to come through here. All of our permits, all of the municipalities we're riding through are on board. And the money would be to help us make this happen and to hopefully grow year after year. Our goal would be to get up to 5,000 riders eventually and raising $10 million. I'm happy to take any questions. It's a big project.
Wow. It sure is.
But the one point I do want to make is that it is 100% for cancer research. Whatever our riders raise, they can tell people that nothing is going to operating.
And this money is going for expenses? Or is
this
it
would
going
be for
to?
Expenses. Okay. Yes, this would be helping us underwrite the ride.
Okay.
And it is payable to our MUSC Foundation. That's where the money's being filtered. So the tax deduction is still
that's applicable to us, is it? No.
No.
We don't have to pay tax.
Yeah.
Okay, any questions? Okay, well, thank you very much, Shannon. Move to see if anybody has any comments or no comments. Do you have any motions?
And I can still take questions. We are almost at 600 writers registered. I should tell you that. We should be at 600 by the end of the week.
Do you have a breakdown on who is coming from out of state? That would be
Oh, I don't have a breakdown of out of state. We have really been, should I get back onto
yeah.
the I don't have a breakdown from out of state. Where most of our promotion has been within the state of South Carolina, because Pollings Cancer Center is the only NCI-designated cancer center in the state. So we are serving the entire state. So we have partnerships, for instance, with Clemson, with South Carolina State University, with the Citadel, with the AME Church programs, with the Catholic Diocese. So we are working to promote it statewide. We also have several hotel partners on board to accommodate those. We've been down to Hilton Head and up to Myrtle Beach several times. So when we know we've got a good contingency coming in from those areas. So if I had to guess at this point, we have about 100 cyclists who are from outside of the Charleston area.
So about 20%.
Yeah.
Okay. Have we funded anything before that is going directly to a charity?
I'll stay up here just in case.
I'm not even sure we can do that.
Well, Spoleto and wine and food.
Spoleto's not a charity.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Spoleto has a charity.
They have a charity arm, but this is 100% towards charity.
Yeah.
Okay.
This event was approved as a city-sponsored event last year by City Council.
It was?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's helpful. My comment is 10,000 is quite a bit. I would make a motion that we sponsor around 5,000.
I'll second that.
Any other comments or?
I would agree with that 5,000.
Okay, so we have a second. Let's take a vote. All in favor? Aye.
Agreed. Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you.
Okay, and it does have to go through
yep.
City Council.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. All right, very good. Date of the next meeting. Do we have any input there? Do we have anything else?
We have not received any other applications, but if the committee would like to meet next month and bring in Perrin Lawson from the CVB,
would like to do that. Yeah.
Sure.
Let's see if we can request him.
I
think that could be helpful. Understanding as well as maybe moving funds to an area that would work best for us.
And finding out who the politician is who is spearheading this.
Okay, well, what are we looking at? What date?
We have
it's good for you guys.
The meeting today on Tuesday, but
we want to go
back to Wednesdays. It's, I think, more convenient for some of the other members to be able to attend. Ongoing meetings on Tuesday, so we can go back to meeting on Wednesdays.
Okay. 11 o'clock, Wednesday the 16th? Or should we do the 9th?
I think we should do the 9th. That way, if there are any items for City Council, they can go into the Ways and Means agenda for the 15th.
That's Caravan, David.
That's okay.
Yom Kippur.
Yeah. Is that going to eliminate you?
No.
Well, just, it might on Caravan on the night, but that's okay. I can come.
We'll be done in 30 minutes.
We're done in like 30 minutes. No, that's fine.
I promise to be quick. That's my goal. All right, we'll do the 9th, Wednesday the 9th at 11 a.m. Good for you guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, very good. So we have a motion to adjourn.
A motion.
I second.
All in favor, aye.
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 All opposed. Thank you very much.